Hello and welcome to the Divorce to Bliss podcast. Here you will learn all things related to healing from divorce, mind, body, and spirit, so you can create a beautiful new life filled with happiness. I'm Rachel Ruby, author of Divorce to Bliss, divorce coach, speaker, and attorney, and I'm so glad you found me here. Hello and welcome to the Divorce to Bliss podcast. I am Rachel Ruby. And today we are going to be talking about changing the routine in order to heal better. Now, many of us don't really think about our routine each day and how it can sometimes become very mundane. We get up, we at the same time, we eat the same thing for breakfast, we maybe drive to work or work at home, however it is, take a break at lunch around the same time, pick up the kids. Whatever the routine is for you or the routines are for you, can actually, we kind of get onto this autopilot, right? Where we're just going through the motions of the day. It's almost like when you are driving and you're on this long drive and you get to your destination, but you don't remember the drive, right? So we kind of sometimes go through our days in this same way. And the reason that this can stymie the healing process is because we kind of, if we think about it, sometimes we realize that we are feeling bored with the routine or just with the same. There's no expectation of excitement, right? So let's talk about how we can change it up a little bit, the everyday routine, so that we can heal better. Another thing that adds to this monotony of the routine is when we are actually going through the divorce healing process, or we're going through the divorce, or we're just coming out of it, and we are having a lot of feelings that are difficult, challenging, like feeling sad, feeling down, feeling just exhausted from the whole process of the divorce, and even, you know, other negative feelings like being angry. And so all of what happens is this combination of these difficult feelings and this kind of monotonous routine kind of get together, and they have an effect on us. So let's talk about how we can change it up. The first thing we want to look at is the morning routine. And many of us get up in the morning at the same time, eat the same thing for breakfast. We do the same thing. And we can simply make some little tweaks to our routine that will tell our mind, our body, our spirit, hey, this is different. Whoa. And just kind of wake them all up. So one of the ways you can do this is if you wake up the same time every morning, start waking up half an hour earlier. And during that half an hour, recognize first that that is your time to change it up, to feel really good, and take the time to do one of a few different things. Meditation is phenomenal, and you only need that half an hour to have a great meditative session so that you can go on and have an incredible day. And for me in the morning, that is the crux of the start to my day. If I don't do that, I sometimes feel harried, feel rushed. But when I do the meditation, it just kind of grounds me and makes me feel really grateful. And so that's one thing you can do. The other thing is you can just wake up and you can just write in your journal about how grateful you are and the things you are grateful for that morning, or in general, whatever comes to you. Because when we express our gratitude, it makes us feel really good, because it makes us realize, even if we're going through a difficult time, that, wow, I'm grateful that I'm healthy, that I'm breathing, that I'm here, that I have choices, that I am able to heal myself, whatever it is. So expressing gratitude is another great way to change it up in the morning and use that half an hour or more, however long you have to allocate, and wake up early to feel really good. And then the next thing is to just do some movement, some simple movement. And it doesn't have to be hard exercise, but you can go on a run or a quick walk. You can do some just Qigong movements where you're just moving your whole body in synchronicity. And it just the movement of the body, even when it's really a slow movement, helps you to kind of release whatever is sitting there or may have been sitting there from the day before. and just feel so much better. You can take that time to make yourself a really healthy breakfast, a green smoothie, whatever it is. So I would try this in the morning routine and see how you feel after a couple days of changing it up. Try to focus on not so much the changing up and having the breakfast, but really thinking and expressing gratitude and meditating and staying calm and doing some movement for the body. And it can even just be sitting and having your cup of coffee or cup of tea outside, and listening to the birds and watching the morning kind of just come up. That is a form of meditation as well. The next thing we can do to change up our day is to alter the commute experience. So if you drive to work or take public transportation to work, you might be used to listening to music, right? So instead of listening to the same music that you always listen to, you can change it up and listen to something very different. You can even listen to a podcast like the Divorce to Bliss podcast. Wink, wink. But no, seriously, if you listen to a really positive podcast on healing, on feeling better, or even if you go onto YouTube and you find a great mantra session that you can listen to about how wonderful you are, healing your body or healing your spirit or whatever it is, something really positive that you can listen to while you're driving, there is evidence that listening to something like this is really going to help you to feel a little bit better inside. So all of these things in the morning are going to change up your routine and help you so you can have a better day in general. The third thing you can do to change up your routine is to modify the lunch hour. Now, many of us, if we work at home, we might simply go into our kitchen and make something to eat. Okay, great. Or if we are out working outside of the house, we might sit at our desk and eat a sandwich. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to change that lunch hour completely. Again, you can walk outside with your lunch, find somewhere nice to sit under a tree in a park, whatever it is. If you're at home, step out into your yard, step out into the front. If you don't have a yard, I mean, just find somewhere quiet and beautiful where you're outside in the sunshine, or even if it's cloudy, you're under the sky and you can sit and appreciate the fresh air and just the change of routine. You can even, just like you did on the commute, put in some headphones while you enjoy your lunch and listen to a really uplifting mantra session or healing session. You can also listen to an uplifting podcast or some really wonderful music that is positive and makes you feel good. So try those on your lunch hour and see how you feel after changing that up. Another suggestion I have for the day is to change up the experience you have when work is over. So when the workday is over, whether you're working at home or whether you are in an office, if you normally get in your car and drive home, or if you're at home, if you just normally go sit down, turn on the TV or whatever you do, you want to stop that and you want to change it up. Again, I suggest getting out and doing something different because it's telling your brain that, hey, I'm going to do something fun after work. And that gives you something to look forward to. It's exciting. So go sign up for an art class or an exercise class or a meetup, some fun meetup somewhere, or meet with friends and have a drink or have an appetizer or get some dinner, or simply go to a beautiful place and go on a walk. You can throw your shoes in the car if you work outside of the home. Whatever it is, change it up and try to start doing this a couple times a week so that you just give yourself something to look forward to, because it just breaks up the mundaneness of the routine. And the last thing I have to suggest for you is bedtime rituals. I would highly suggest turning off the electronics, television, phones, whatever, at least an hour before bedtime. And if you can just sit somewhere and reflect on your day with your eyes closed, it's a meditation, but reflect on your day and figure or think of maybe, let's say, five or more things that happened within the course of your day that were positive and made you feel good. And I love the idea of writing in the journal at the end of the day too, because we can express how we felt during the day And any of the changes that we made to our routines, we can write about those and we can note how we felt. And this is really important in the healing journey because, and I always say this, the journal is your best friend. As you move forward, of course, you will look back and you will see your progress. And there will be times where you feel you aren't making any progress or you're not making much progress and you'll feel down. But when you go back and you look at where you were a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, and a year ago, you are going to feel incredible. So try to find some other ways, if you can, to incorporate changes in your routine, modify what you're doing, switch up things. I mean, just little tiny tweaks. If you have children, for example, and you pick them up after work, go somewhere and don't just go straight home if that's what you normally do. Go somewhere fun. Go on a little walk with them. Go take them out for a healthy snack. There are always things you can change up. So try this, play with it. There's no rules. It's fun. It's just whatever sounds exciting to you, with the main goal being that you are changing the norm. And when we change the norm, we tend to kind of, there's like a little spring in our step, right? And that allows us to start focusing on incorporating the healing into our lives. So once we get excited about making little changes and we've kind of gotten out of this driving and getting somewhere, not knowing where we were going because it was such normal boringness, we can start focusing on those healing modalities and those things that we can do to actually start the healing work. And when you do this, remember that you only need to start with one thing at a time. And there are really no rules on how to do that, but a lot of people need help. So if you do need help on figuring out which areas you need to focus on in order to heal and how to specifically go through each section of your healing journey so that you can feel like you really made some changes and get to a point where you start to see big differences in your life, please feel free to reach out to me. I would love to help you set up your own individualized healing journey. But for now, happy healing and can't wait to see you next time. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe, turn on notifications, like, comment, and share so I can continue to bring you more informative content for your journey from divorce to bliss. Have a great day.